This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtain on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
What is up? Welcome to the one show where you can get the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio, and I'm your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls, one of the only commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. For all about me, check out the website, jasonquallscfp.com, jasonquallscfp.com. And if you wanted to jump in and be a part of the show today with a question, a comment, even a disagreement, log on to financialcoachingradio.com. You'll find links to Facebook and Twitter, and also a link to email the show. Again, the web address, financialcoachingradio.com. There you can also listen to all the past shows, or most of the past shows anyway. All the podcasts are there. Just click on archives. Lots of great stuff coming your way. Let's get to some major news recently. Yeah, and I was surprised but not surprised. I'm always surprised when a entertainer passes away, and whether it be expectedly or unexpectedly. And this, the overwhelming, aura about, you know, how great the person was and how people, you know, almost like a worship attitude. And of course, I'm speaking of the recent death of the entertainer, formerly known or known as Prince, whatever it was, and in reference to what he did with his financial life. You know, he's a very successful musician, very successful entertainer, very successful music producer, even a successful business person, speaking of Prince. But he didn't have his financial ducks in a row, apparently. Prince was fiercely protective of his music, those close to him say. In an interview with Rolling Stone magazine in 1996, he said, "If you don't own your masters," speaking of his master recordings, masters of his recordings, your master owns you. I'll say that again. If you don't own your masters own you. His sister, in a recent documents filed with the court, was asking for a special administrator for the Prince's her brother's estate, Prince's estate, stating that she had no knowledge of a will and had no reason to believe that Prince created one. So control over Prince's music could die with him. So think about that statement he made in 1996. He was said, "Look, I'm going to own my stuff, because if I don't own my masters, then someone else is going to own me." And that was while he was alive. Now, if you do a quick check on YouTube, it's hard to find any videos of his songs. I'm sure he heard that he had some big to-do about bringing down Napster. Now, I'm not some Prince expert, but this dude was very much in control of his business and professional life. But apparently, he sucked at financial planning. So why are we talking about this today? Because I don't want you to make the same mistakes that this newly passing away expert or celebrity did. So the control of his music may die with him. And that's a little bit of irony. Losing control of his music is just the start. If Prince did not have an estate plan or a will, he is likely to have done much in the way of tax planning. This means his estate will owe millions of dollars in taxes. Various estimates place his estate worth around $300 million, not including his unpublished music. So he has a current value before he puts any, you know, previously released recordings out there of $300 million. And with a federally state tax rate of 40% plus a Minnesota tax rate of 16%, roughly half of his estate, over $100 million to up to $150 million of his $300 million estate could go to taxes or the government. Now, of course, with any dead celebrity, whether they're worth $1 million or $1 billion, there are avenues, there are tactics to take, planning capability or opportunities to reduce estate taxes. There are steps that Prince could have taken to reduce his enormous amount of estate taxes. There are steps that Prince could have taken to preserve the ownership of his music and keep it with his heirs and his beneficiaries and his family. An absence of a good estate plan also means Prince's estate will be involved in legal disputes for years, if not decades, over money and over his recordings. Now you're sitting there thinking, well, I'm not Prince. I don't have a $300 million estate. Hey, I barely have a $300,000 estate. You still need an estate plan. You need basic documents, wills, powers of attorney, health care directive. Tell the people that where you want your stuff to go when you die. If you're if you have minor children, tell someone who you want to be the guardian of your minor children. Who do you want to name as trustee for the money of your minor children? All stuff that can be laid out in a will or a trust document. You don't need millions of dollars to have one. Everyone needs a will. And what if you become incapacitated? You can't make decisions for yourself in regards to money and health care. That's why you need powers of attorney, health care directive, living will. They're not that expensive of a document. They're not that complicated of documents. So just as you can avoid the same mistakes that many of Americans make when they pass away, and all of us are going to pass away, whether it be expectedly or unexpectedly, you definitely don't have to make the same mistakes as many of the celebrities we've discussed on Financial Coaching Radio. Again, Prince has an estate or had an estate worth $300 million plus. $100 to $150 million or more will go to taxes because he had poor financial planning. There's going to be legal battles, which is going to ensue more cost. No one's going to be in control of all his recordings, released or unreleased. And just think of what a distraction, what a burden that's going to put on his family because he had an absence of a good financial and estate plan. It's going to be a big mess of litigation and legal fees for Prince's estate and his beneficiaries. You don't have to be rich to have an estate plan. Step one, get a will. Step two, get a financial power of attorney. Step three, get a health care directive. And that's just simple documents. One financial planner was quoted in the article, I believe from Forbes magazine. He says he will fire clients if they will not get a will and they have young children. So listen up. If your children are under age 18, they are minors, you must get a will that names the guardian for those minor children. You must name someone to be trustee or guardian of the money in case you pass before they're 18 years old and inherit property. Or else the courts will do it for you. Don't be that irresponsible. A will is the only way to name a guardian for your minor children, your young children. Now, respect them, love them enough to get the proper planning in place. Doesn't matter if you're worth $100 or $300 million like Prince. And please, if you have a net worth over $20 million, some would probably argue a little bit less than that, but certainly over $20 million, make sure you're doing the proper things to avoid estate taxes, inheritance taxes. Now, we don't longer have an inheritance tax in the state of Tennessee, but there is still a substantial federal inheritance tax. Work with a certified financial planner. Work with an attorney who specializes in estate planning and tax law, and get this type of stuff done. Getting a will, planning for your death, planning for incapacity, planning for disability. I know it's not pleasant. No one wants to think about it. But if you put it off and do nothing, Someone is going to have to pay the price. Would you rather have to think about something unpleasant while you're living, spend a few $100 getting your estate plan in order, or would you rather do nothing and pass that burden and that cost and that hassle onto your children or your spouse or other family members or loved ones? I hope not. The best shot at caring for the people while you're living or after you're gone is to make sure you have a proper, updated estate plan, which would, for many of you, it's going to include more things than just a will, a financial power of attorney, or health care directive. But at least do your family that favor and go that far. Don't make the same mistakes that many celebrities have made. Michael Jackson, Prince, Robin Williams, Elvis Presley, even famous presidents. Just do the planning you already know you need to do. All right, going to take another break. First break, right here on Financial Coaching Radio. If you want to jump in, click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. We'll be back with you in just a two minutes. Appreciate you hanging around. See you then.
Hey, Financial Coaching Radio listeners, if you don't understand exactly how your financial advisor is compensated, you could be in big trouble. My name is Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner. To learn more about why my process is so unique, go to jasonquallscfp.com or call 878-2134 today.
You know, when I see a grown couple crying out of excitement that they just got qualified for their new house, it really brings me satisfaction. And I can help you or your friends or family have the same feeling. If you're looking to buy a new house, you need to reach out to me at sparkmanteam.com, sparkmanteam.com, Marshall Sparkman. You can also reach me at 615-439-0885. Let me take care of you and your loved ones.
Are you worried because a spouse or family member needs long-term nursing home care? Estate planning attorney John Baker can help. Protect your assets so you can leave something behind for your family. Call 896-5621. That's 896-5621. Or go to bakercounsel.com.
A recent undercover study found that over 89% of paid tax preparers made mistakes. You heard me right. Over 89%. Is your tax person making mistakes? Tax mistakes cost you money and may even lead to an IRS audit. I recommend you get a second opinion on your tax return today by calling Tuthero Helen Welch, CPAs, at 848-1072. Tuthero Helen Welch has been providing tax services to individuals and businesses for over 50 years. So call them today at 848-1072 or go to thwcpa.com.
We're baseball and softball headquarters.
Whether it's bats, gloves, pants, or training aids, we've got a great selection to get you on the diamond this summer. Name brands like Easton, Louisville, Slugger, and Worth, but at Played Against Sports Prices, we're on Thompson Lane.
Okay, Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, Hit and Run in the area. Northwest Broad and Old Fort Parkway also a slow up, a crash still being worked. South Church Street there at I-24 and also an accident at Old Fort Parkway and Thompson Lane. See more volume Middle Tennessee Boulevard as well as West Northville Boulevard and Medical Center Parkway. Bread Last Bonding is now serving Murray, Wayne, Giles, and Lawrence counties. If there's trouble with the law, call Bread Last Bonding, 615-242-3733. I'm Marilyn Ewing, WGNS Air Watch Traffic.
Keep your family safe when severe weather strikes. Sign up to receive free text alerts at WGNSradio.com. We're News Radio WGNS, AM 1450, FM 100.5 and 101.9.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back into the show. This is, of course, Financial Coaching Radio with you Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WGNS. Online anytime, financialcoachingradio.com is the place to be. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner. And for all about me, go to jasonquallscfp.com. JasonQuallsCFP.com. Folks, you don't have to deal with financial salespeople claiming to be your financial advisor. You got to get a second opinion from an independent, fee-only CFP. Make sure your advisor only works for you, not the big investment in insurance companies and banks. That's what independent means. Make sure they are only compensated by you, not the products that they sell. That's what fee-only means. And don't you demand from any other professional that you seek out, doctors, lawyers, tax people, they have the top credential in their industry. Do the same with your financial guy. Make sure they're a certified financial planner, or else how do they know what they claim to know? JasonQuallsCFP.com for more. Now, a few weeks ago, I told you about the big rule change. I'm going to be forcing a lot of financial salespeople into doing what's right for their clients. Believe it or not, until this recent rule change, most financial advisors weren't required to put your interest ahead of their own. And that's bringing some heat down on a common mutual fund fee known as 12b1 charges. It's drawing scrutiny under the new fiduciary rule, a controversial type of mutual fund fee in which dollars are subtracted from fund assets to compensate financial advisors and other distributors, is losing favor. A common criticism of 12b1 or 12b1 fees, which are equal to about 0.25% of a fund's assets each year, but can be as much as 1%, is that they can be overlooked and misunderstood by investors. Can be, I would say they are. Most people who hire financial people hire the financial advisor or firm because of trust. They like them. More so, I shouldn't have said trust. They like them. They said, I like this guy. I trust this guy. I'm willing to pay any reasonable amount. They don't know what is unreasonable, and they don't do any research on the hidden cost of working with those types of advisors or owning the types of investments that type of advisor recommends. 12b1 fees is some of those hidden charges. Unlike commissions, they don't appear as transactions on your confirmation statements. They are all internal of the fund. And they are charged continuously every single year you own the fund. Every single year. The Labor Department rule is expected to accelerate a trend towards financial advisors using investments with low expenses and charging clearly disclosed fees that don't vary with the particular investments they recommend. Now, earlier I just told you, seek out independent fee-only CFPs. So the Labor Department and the Securities Exchange Commission is trying to accelerate more financial advisors in that matter. I'm not saying the government makes a lot of great decisions, but this is one of them. The government is saying, look, make sure your advisor is independent and fee-only. The 12b1 fee differs from other components of a fund's expense ratio. The 12b1 fee was adopted by the SEC in 1980. Over time, the 12b1 fee became a primary way, in an indirect way, that investors compensate sellers of mutual funds. Basically what it is, I'll give you in a nutshell what a 12b1 fee is. All right, if you were to buy a mutual fund that's a commission-based mutual fund, there may be some type of upfront sales load compensation to your financial sales guy. Upfront, on the initial purchase, or every time you make a new purchase. There is also an annual, let's call it a commission, of a quarter of a percent, 0.25%, that gets paid out to the financial salesperson. Maybe they told you about this, maybe they didn't tell you about this, but it's paid on most loaded mutual funds today. Sometimes it's higher than a quarter point. That's what the 12b1 fee is. We call them trail commissions in the business. So they are a commission. It is a trailing annual recurring commission to the financial salesperson. That's what 12b1s are. Last year, mutual fund investors paid almost $13 billion, with a B. Investors paid almost $13 billion in 12b1 fees, according to the Investment Company Institute. Now, here is the gist of why 12b1 fees are really under the radar, how they came about. Let's say you are a financial guy and someone puts in $10,000 and a mutual fund you recommend. And say your upfront commission on that $10,000 investment is $500. But that person is going to remain a client for you. Now, you don't get that $500 every year, but the argument became by these financial salespeople, well, I want a little something. So they said, well, we'll give you $100 a year. I'm just making up numbers here. To manage that $10,000 initial investment. The $500 upfront charge would be the sales load or the commission. The $100 annual charge will be the 12B1 fee, the service fee, or trail commission. Now, a lot of financial people, as time passed, you know, getting out of the 80s and 90s, they figured out, a lot of advisors figured out that they could charge an annual fee, not charge an upfront commission on the products and services they had, but charge an annual fee as a investment advisor, say a 1% fee. And they would also put clients in these investments that paid the 12B1 or trail commission. Now the advisor is getting the fully disclosed fee that the client agreed to pay, but behind the scenes, under the table, as a kickback, they're also getting the 12B1 fee without ever disclosing it to the client. So in that example, if I made it clear, hopefully I did, the advisor is really collecting a 1.25% off of the client, but the client only thinks that they're paying 1%. Under the new fiduciary rule, financial advisors who follow certain procedures will be able to continue to receive 12B1 fees, subject to the requirement they do what's best for their clients. A financial advisor receiving income from a 12B1 year after year had better be able to explain what services he is providing in return for those fees. Basically, what's being said there is they're no longer going to be able to hide it from their clients, at least not legally. So if they're going to put you in an account, a wrap account as it's called, and charge you a 1% a year fee, plus collect the 0.25%, and in total be paid 1.25%, they're going to have to tell you that, and they're going to have to justify what they're doing for that. Now, same thing goes for the commission-based salespeople. If they're going to get paid on the front end, a lump sum and also an annual recurring trail commission, as in the 12B1 fee, they better be doing some work for you. The main issue is many financial salespeople, financial advisors, don't do anything for that fee. Now, a recent case against AIG, you know, the behemoth insurance company and investment company, AIG, they just settled allegations. They place clients into mutual funds with 12B1 fees when funds without the fees were available and failed to properly disclose the conflict that it created. Here's the main issue with 12B1 fees is that you, if you're paying a fund with a 12B1 fee, there's probably 100% chance in almost every case you can go to a no-load mutual fund, get the same type of fund without a 12B1 fee, thus making your total operating cost of owning that fund cheaper. Cheaper, study after study has shown that cheaper is better because cheaper cost on your investments lead to higher performance. That's what it's truly about. So, a lot more fallout is probably on the way. A lot of changes within the industry with the new fiduciary rule. And just to catch you up, if you've kind of lagged behind keeping up with it, because it's kind of a boring topic, is, you know, before this rule, it was kind of wild, wild west. Anyone can call themselves a financial advisor. Anyone can call themselves a financial planner. If they didn't have to put your interest first. They could just sell you pretty much anything that was legal. Now with this new rule change, the hope is that more financial planners and advisors will come to the surface doing the right thing, placing your interest as a client and investor ahead of their own and their own compensation, and more people will receive better advice at a lower cost. And that's one of the premises and the founding principles of this show. We want you to have just that. All right, Financial Coaching Radio, taking break number 2. But don't go anywhere. We'll be back before you know it.
This is is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Rutherford Home Show, Saturdays at noon on WGNS, AmeriCare Pest Control, and the Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna.
Aloha, this is Omni Hut.
Polly Walls at the Omni Hut Restaurant. Polly, what's the most popular dinner?
The Tahitian Feast. If you're not that hungry, a lot of times they'll just do the poo-poo platter of appetizers. Bora Bora, shrimp Panamanian, egg rolls, wontons, Tahitian tidbits, Polynesian pit ribs, crab rangoon, chicken on a stick.
Rediscover the Omni Hut.
Come see us at 618 South Lowry Street, just inside Smyrna, near Nissan.
This is Wednesday, April 27th, and time for Good Neighbor Events from News Radio, WGNS. If you're a parent with child-raising issues, you can walk in to the Rutherford County Juvenile Court Center for help any Wednesday. And they're at 1710 South Church Street. And the Shape Note Music School continues tonight at 6 o'clock over at the Murfreesboro Missionary Baptist Church. 6 o'clock tonight. They're at 316 Fortress Boulevard. The Red Cross is having a blood drive all day tomorrow at the Murfreesboro Red Cross. They're at 501 Memorial Boulevard. That blood drive from 9 o'clock in the morning until 6 tomorrow night. And the Diabetic Support Group meets at 1 o'clock tomorrow at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. The 20th Annual Legacy of Light Gala, benefiting Middle Tennessee Christian School, is at 5 o'clock tomorrow night. The speaker is former presidential candidate and Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. For more information, get with Middle Tennessee Christian School. Also, the Athena International Award Ceremony is tomorrow night at 5 o'clock at the Stones River Country Club. From News Radio, WGNS, those are Good Neighbor Events.
Play it again, sports!
Your golf headquarters.
Get new and quality used golf clubs from Nike, TaylorMade, Callaway, pre-owned, and more. Save money on drivers, hybrids, wedges, and iron sets, and accessories at Play It Again Sports on Thompson Lane.
Okay, Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, Hit and Run in the area. Northwest Broad and Old Fort Parkway, also a slow-up, a crash still being worked. South Church Street there at I-24, and also an accident at Old Fort Parkway and Thompson Lane. Seeing more volume, Middle Tennessee Boulevard, as well as West Northville Boulevard and Medical Center Parkway. Free at Last Bonding is now serving Murray, Wayne, Giles, and Lawrence counties. If there's trouble with the law, call Free at Last Bonding, 615-242-3733. I'm Marilyn Ewing, WGNS, Airwatch. Traffic.
It's my favorite night. Sir Pizza's all-you-can-eat dinner buffet. Pile your plates high with pizza, pasta, and salad. Did I say it's all-you-can-eat? It's all-you-can-eat pizza, pasta, and salad tonight at Sir Pizza on Memorial, East Main, and South Church. All-you-can-eat dinner buffet tonight.
Weather-wise.
In and cloudy tonight, areas of showers and a few thunderstorms. Some fog developing late, low near 62. Slight chance of a shower storm on Thursday. Occasional sun, high of 83. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on News Radio WGNS. Right now, 82.
We have many great insurance agents in Rutherford County. The trouble is, most of them really don't work for you and me. That's why I only recommend the independent agents of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. They've helped many of my clients get the home and auto insurance coverages they need, while also saving them hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. See if you're wasting money on home and auto insurance today by calling Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 898-0053. That's 898-0053. What do you actually know about your current financial advisor? Do you know how he or she makes money off of you? Do you know if they are required to serve your best interests at all times? Are they a certified financial planner? Most people can't answer these simple questions about their financial advisor, and it could be costing them dearly. My name is Jason Qualls, and I am one of the only financial advisors in Rutherford County that can provide you with a truly unbiased, expert second opinion. Call me today at 878-2134 or go to jasonquallscfp.com. And let's make sure your current financial advisor isn't leading you down the wrong path.
An exclusive look at Rutherford County weather from our own meteorologist. WGNS Weather Eye Forecast is on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, and WGNSradio.com.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the One Show, giving you the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner, but not just any certified financial planner, one who does not sell products, one who does not accept commissions or kickbacks. None of that mess, because it causes conflicts of interest, and you don't want conflicts of interest with your financial guy. You want them to be truly on your side. You want them to have the top credential, have the training that is necessary, and you want them to work for you. That is the value of an independent fee-only certified financial planner. Jason Qualls, CFP.com for more. J-A-S-O-N-Q-U-A-L-L-S, CFP.com. Going to talk a little bit about insurance planning. Get to that 60-minute special. I didn't see it, but I did read about it online. I'm going to have to go back and watch it. The 60-minute special, not airing that long ago, talking about the life insurance industry under investigation for not paying death benefits. They've been accused of doing some pretty crappy things. We'll talk about that in a moment. Now, normally, a couple times a week, or a couple times a month, two, three times, maybe four times a month, we have folks on from Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. And if you don't know what Middle Tennessee Insurance Group is, they are an independent home, auto, and life insurance agency. Independent means they represent multiple carriers for every line of business. So they may have, I'm just going to round up, they have 10 carriers for auto, 10 carriers for home insurance, 20 carriers for life insurance, and maybe, let's say, 7 carriers for business insurance. And when you go to them for an auto, home, life, or business insurance quote, they kind of shop around through all those carriers, find the one that's really fit for you, maybe your health situation, your credit situation, your business situation, the factors that impact insurance rates, to get you the coverage that you need based on your financial planning need, which is the most crucial. The most crucial. Everybody just thinks that insurance is kind of one size fits all. Hey, give me some car insurance. Give me some home insurance. Give me some life insurance at 10 times my income. But folks, it's not that simple. You got to look at your total financial planning picture. How much do you need in the liability portion on your auto and home? And what do you want to have happen if you were to pass away prematurely? Do you want to pay off debts? Send the kids to college? Give your wife a nice living after you pass away? Those are all things that determine how much life insurance you need. And getting the coverage you need is on the forefront. But after that, you want to make sure you're not overpaying. And the ability for an independent agent to shop around is a pretty big deal. So that's why I want to discuss this court case not that long ago having to do with captive insurance agent. So if I had to paint a picture of two sides of a coin, on one side, you had the independent agent, the agent that represents you as the client, really works for you, but that can place you with multiple companies because they're independent. And then the captive agent, where, you know, you have the State Farm agent only selling State Farm, the Nationwide agent only selling Nationwide, the Farm Bureau agent only selling Farm Bureau. They're captive to that one company. In this court case out of Illinois, talking about the captive agent's duty, really driving home the point that the captive agent works for the insurance company, not so much for you. A captive agent generally owes a duty to the company, not the insured. But the agent owes the client a duty to procure the coverage requested. Captive agents are only allowed to sell products from the insurer with whom they have a contract. The markets available to them are limited because most insurers that use captive agents limit the type of insurance they can sell. So why, you know, not picking on these companies, but they're the household names that everyone knows. You know, why does State Farm hire State Farm agents and say, look, you can only sell State Farm products? If we offer a product in that area, you got to sell State Farm. Why do they sell it? They feel like that is the most profitable distribution system for State Farm insurance. This is my view. And what this is saying is they have a duty to the company. They don't have so much a duty to you. Regardless, the captive agent does owe a duty to the insured to acquire the insurance requested if available from the insurer. So they have to place the insurance for you. They have to get you the coverage that you want. And I think that's where the gray area comes in this case background. In 2006, a company out of Illinois called the Country Casualty Insurance Company had an agent named Tom. He issued car insurance to Stephen and Valerie. They were really quickly involved in an accident while driving, and which one, Valerie was actually the one driving the vehicle. Country Casualty covered the loss, but required that these folks change, or required the agent change the policy to include Valerie as an additional driver. And you're thinking, well, they paid the claim. She must have been on the policy. As it kind of states, technically, Stephen was the insured. Valerie really wasn't on the policy, but this company paid the claim anyway. And if we kind of left it there, we think, glad that kind of worked out for them. The policy only identified Stephen as the insured. Valerie was not included as a named insured. The declarations page for the policy identified a driver, an additional driver, or another driver as a female, 30 to 64. So one can imply that it was her. But here's where things get really, really jacked up. Following the issuance of this car insurance policy, Valerie's minor son, we don't know how old he was, I would say he was 16 or 17, Valerie's minor son was struck by a vehicle while riding his bike and was seriously injured. Now, this has nothing to do with Steve and Valerie's personal auto, except the driver who injured Valerie's son very seriously only had a policy limit of $25,000, which was insufficient to cover his medical expenses. Now, they said they made a demand for the uninsured motorist coverage on their Country Casualty policy. Country Casualty denied, this would be Steve and Valerie's policy, that the company denied the claim because Valerie nor her son were named on the policy. And I would have to say, that's probably an accurate way to interpret it. She really wasn't a named insured or an additional insured. Steve was the true insured. Now an injury has came down to her son. The person who hit her son on a bike in a car didn't have adequate insurance. They're trying to get their uninsured motorist to pay for it. And they're like, look, you're not covered. Folks, this is a real life, can happen to you example of why myself and Grant Lichtenwalter, the owner of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, and Mike Conley, one of the agents at Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, tell you, you gotta have adequate coverage of liability and uninsured motorists. You never know when someone in your household, someone in your car, is going to be struck by another vehicle who doesn't have enough or doesn't have any insurance. And if that's the case, and you have inadequate limits as well, let's just call it what it is. You're screwed. And in this case, it's involving a young person. So now we kind of go back and say, all right, where's the agent? What was the agent's responsibility in this? Now, he wrote the insurance on Steve. He goofed up and didn't name his fiance as a driver. And that in turn kind of impacted what happened to the claim of the son when he was struck by a bicycle. Is the agent responsible? Was he negligent? Well, from what I gather, the court said yes and no. Because the agent was captive. His duty was to the insurance company. He always had to place the policy. And if it was proven that the policy that was placed for these folks was what they ultimately wanted and described, then the agent's off the hook. And that's kind of where we circle back around to where we started. Folks, you gotta have your financial team working for you. If your financial guy works for the bank, who pays him his salary? You don't. You pay the bank, which in turn pays the advisor. The bank is the one that the advisor is loyal to. If you have an insurance guy who's captive, their loyalty now should lie, and probably is going to lie, their responsibility is going to lie with their employer. Now, you may not think of it that way, but it's ultimately how it is, especially when it comes down to these quirky situations that ultimately are the ones that cost you thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. The court found that there was a statute that did not require an agent to obtain the best possible coverage for a customer. You believe that? The agent, the captive agent, did not have to get the best coverage for the customer. They just had to get coverage. That sounds a lot like the financial advice industry. Hey, you can sell someone this investment or a mutual fund or annuity, but it doesn't have to be the best one. What kind of crock is that? Could you imagine? And you put up with it. The thing is that clients and customers put up with it. You put up with agents not serving your best interest. You put up with financial salespeople not serving your best interest. I don't know why. There is a better way. But again, the court found that the statute did, the agent didn't have to give the offer the best possible coverage, but only required that the agent exercise ordinary care in obtaining coverage requested by the insured. If an agent's company does not offer the coverage requested, the court said the agent may satisfy the duty by simply telling the customer, "We don't have it, go elsewhere." Insurance agents, whether independent or captive, like every person in the U.S., owe a duty of ordinary care to not cause harm to another. A captive agent is not absolved of that duty simply because she is a captive, he or she is a captive agent. So that's where we get kind of misquoted statement. They're saying, well, you really didn't have to do the right thing, but since you're an American, you had to do the right thing. I don't know. Here's what I gather from all this. Stop working with financial sales hacks representing insurance companies, banks, and investment companies. Work with independent financial experts, like independent certified financial planners. Stop working with all the captive agents unless the captive agent has the best product for you. If the captive insurance companies don't have the best product for you, be sure by shopping around with an independent agent and making sure someone is double-checking. Pretty amazing article. Be crazy. I'm sure it's happened in other places, not just in Illinois. Issues where the agent didn't do the right thing. Screwed up either knowingly or unknowingly. And it cost clients hundreds of thousands. All right, switching gears. If you have a comment, a question, financialcoachingradio.com, financialcoachingradio.com. Don't forget to reach out to Middle Tennessee Insurance Group for an independent home, auto, business, life insurance quote. They'll shop around, get you the best deal. MIDTNINSGroup.com. MIDTNINSGroup.com. Give them a call, 615-898-0053. Look, take 15 minutes, shop with their multiple carriers. If they can beat your current rates, great, save some money. But if they can't, at least you know you got a pretty daggum competitive rate. And that, to me, is smart financial planning. As I mentioned to you earlier, I don't have much time here, but so I'll cover it quickly, let you kind of go dig it up yourself. 60 Minutes, not so long ago, a week or two ago, did a expose on the life insurance industry. Main carriers like John Hancock, MetLife, whoever else, some big daddies in there, they weren't paying claims of death benefits. Now, it wasn't a thing where someone died and a beneficiary went to the company and said, "Look, my uncle, my mother, my brother, my sister died. Here's the death certificate. Pay me my money." It was an issue of beneficiaries not knowing that their family member who died had insurance, and the insurance company knew it but never paid the claim. I was pretty shocked. So here's the basic rundown. The insurance company knows that you're dead, but your beneficiary, and the beneficiary knows you're dead, but the beneficiary doesn't know that you ever had life insurance. And the insurance company just says, "Shh, don't tell anybody." And they were keeping records of this. And it turns into, what was it, $7.5 billion that 25 insurance companies have already settled. They did not admit to any wrongdoing, but that's $7.5 billion. Multi-billion dollars of death benefits not being paid out. The insurance companies knew the person had died because no one else knew there was a beneficiary. Or the beneficiary didn't know there was life insurance. They just kept quiet. Pretty amazing. Look it up. 60 Minutes, the title of the expose in the article, Life Insurance Industry Under Investigation. You can just watch it, listen to it. You don't have to read it. The whole segment right there online. All right, going to take the final break of the day. But hang in there. We appreciate all the great listeners of Financial Coaching Radio. This is the show. Not trying to sell you books or seminar tickets or financial products. Financial Coaching Radio. Back with you in a moment.
Donegal offers car and homeowners insurance at rates that are very competitive. So competitive that Donegal's car insurance rates are among the lowest in the state. And if you insure your car and home with Donegal, Donegal will take up to an additional 10% off their already low rates. Donegal, a better value.
Let us quote your auto and home and maximize your discounts. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
Would you like your business to be more efficient? Well-organized financial records are the foundation of any successful business. Take an advantage over your competition today by calling Tuthero Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. They can provide you with expert bookkeeping, payroll services, tax planning, and much, much more. Go to thwcpa.com or call them at 848-1072 today.
Marshall Sparkman here, loan officer with Summit Funding, Middle Tennessee's trusted loan officer. 615-439-0885, online, sparkmanteam.com. Here to offer you a second opinion, educate you throughout the loan process, hold your hand. Look, you're just not another number with me. I am truly here for your best interest to make sure that you are getting the best product and deal possible for your mortgage. You can call me at 615-439-0885.
This is Scott inviting you to come in and check out the largest selection of new and used equipment arriving daily. Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Okay, Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, Hit and Run in the area. Northwest Broad and Old Fort Parkway also a slow up, a crash still being worked. South Church Street there at I-24 and also an accident at Old Fort Parkway and Thompson Lane. See more volume Middle Tennessee Boulevard as well as West Northville Boulevard and Medical Center Parkway. Free at Last Bonding is now serving Murray, Wayne, Giles, and Lawrence County. If there's trouble with the law, call Free at Last Bonding, 615-242-3733. I'm Marilyn Ewing, WGNS, Air Watch Traffic.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with my friend Jamie, whose parents just don't understand our obsession.
I told them I only eat squares, and with only crumble bits of pepperoni.
They say that's how it all starts.
Don't fight it, Jamie. Don't fight the force. Square slices forever, bro. Give in to the Sir Pizza obsession. On East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and Sportscom.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Show Financial Coaching Radio with you every Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WGNS. Online anytime. That's right, anytime. FinancialCoachingRadio.com has all the past shows via podcast. Click on archives at FinancialCoachingRadio.com. Again, the web address, FinancialCoachingRadio.com. Now, on these shows each weekday, we try to come at you from a very down-to-earth, straight-talk way about personal finance. Now, I would love it if every topic we discuss was very simple. But that's not always how it is in the real world. In the real world, some issues are complex, especially dealing with everyone's unique situation. On Financial Coaching Radio, we realize that your situation is unique to you and your family. There is no one-size-fits-all way to do it. Well, there is a one-size-fits-all way to do it, but that one-size-fits-all way is most likely not the way for you to get the best results in your financial life. So on Financial Coaching Radio, we ask you, pretty much demand, you get a second opinion from a financial planner who works for you, who is only paid by you, and has the top credential in the land, CFP, Certified Financial Planner. If you want more about how I do things and why I do things the fee-only way, you can check out Jason Qualls, CFP.com, JasonQualls, CFP.com. Putting your advisor on the hot seat if you don't work with an independent CFP or fee-only CFP is a must. You've got to ask them, how are you compensated? If you recommend I do this or recommend I don't do this or if I buy this or invest in this, how do you get paid? How much are you paid? Understand those conflicts of interest. Understand their lack of credentials could be leading you down the wrong path. If they don't know what they're doing, now, whose fault is it? Maybe theirs, but you hired them, right? So ask the tough questions. Make sure your advisor is truly qualified. Make sure they have limited to no conflicts of interest with you and your family. All I want is someone on your side, your team, to help you with a comprehensive plan, tax planning, estate planning, retirement planning, college funding, risk management, insurance planning, the whole deal. And someone who can serve your best interest with expertise. And in my opinion, that is an independent fee-only CFP. All right, going to get out of here for the afternoon. I appreciate you joining in. If you have a comment or a question off the air, click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. Again, email the show, financialcoachingradio.com. We'll be back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel, right here on WGNS, 4 to 5 p.m. But hang around. I don't want you to go anywhere just quite yet. All sports talk, more local talk, is up next. So stick around, and I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Financial Coaching Radio with commission-free certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Tune in weekdays here on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. The information on this show is intended for educational purposes only. All information and opinions expressed by the host or its guests does not constitute financial, accounting, or legal advice. You should seek advice from a qualified professional before acting on any information on this show and consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstances.